In the name of Jesus, amen. You could hear before you were born. You could hear before you were born. And your ears have never stopped working since then. Your ears never take a day off. Not even when you're sleeping. That's why your alarm clock works. The rest of your body is resting, your mind is resting, but your ears are working. So when that alarm clock goes off, your ears, which never stop working, are working, and they wake the rest of your body up. Hearing may be one of the last senses to leave you before you die. Just because a person has dementia or is in a coma doesn't mean they can't hear you. There have been instances where a person was in a coma and family members were gathered around the bedside and they were discussing things they probably shouldn't have been discussing. A couple days later, the person comes out of the coma, tells them that they heard everything they were talking about. Just because a person may appear to be out of it doesn't mean they cannot hear you. What's more common, however, is a situation where a person can hear you, but they're not listening. Every teacher, every boss, every parent, every spouse, every person who has ever tried to explain something to another person has had this experience. You're talking with this other person, you're explaining something to them. They act like they're listening. They might even be nodding their head. But you know they're not hearing a word you're saying. And you might even be motivated to say something like, "What did I just say? Did you hear anything I just said? Are you listening?" Now maybe you've got someone in mind. Maybe you know somebody like that. You talk and talk, but they never seem to listen. It's like you're talking to a wall. Your words fall on deaf ears, so to speak. But who do you not have in mind? Yourself. It's kind of odd that we all know people who don't listen very well. But who do we never think of? We don't think of ourselves. Well, guess what? Sometimes it's you. Sometimes you're the person who's not listening. In our gospel lesson today, we have Jesus healing a deaf man, and along with it, we are told about some people who, although they could hear, weren't listening. These friends of a deaf man bring him to Jesus. Those are good friends. Whenever your friends bring you to Jesus, they're good friends. Jesus had been in that region previously. This was the area where Jesus had driven a demons out of a man and had them go into some pigs, and the pigs ran off the edge of the cliff. Same area. So people had heard what Jesus could do. And these friends bring the deaf man to Jesus, thinking that maybe Jesus could help. "Won't you please lay your hands on our friend? His ears and his tongue don't work. Please give him your blessing." And so Jesus takes the man aside, away from the crowds. He doesn't want to make a show. Jesus is not looking for attention or publicity. He doesn't use the misfortune of others to draw attention to himself. Jesus takes his fingers and sticks them in the man's ears. And then he spits on his fingers and touches the man's tongue. And the man allows Jesus to do this. He's not blind. He can see what Jesus is doing. And he doesn't stop him. He doesn't really understand what Jesus is up to, but he doesn't turn away from it. Jesus looks up to heaven and sighs, and then he speaks, and Mark gives us the Aramaic original, Ephatha, which means be opened, be released. Jesus wasn't simply speaking to the man's ears, he's speaking to the whole man. Be released from your bondage, be free. Jesus was releasing him from everything that bound him and held him captive. And the word of Jesus does what it does because it is the word of Jesus. It's a living and active word. It is spirit and it is life. His words fall on deaf ears and cause them to hear. His words fall on a mute tongue and causes it to speak. He does all things well. And the man begins to speak immediately. No need for 8 weeks of speech therapy. He starts talking right away. Jesus does all things well. And yet, there's some people who aren't listening. And this is what comes next. Jesus orders the people not to talk about this. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. Now, Jesus is not playing games here. This is not, reverse psychology. Like Jesus saying, well, don't tell anybody, hoping that they'll really tell people. No, if Jesus says, don't do this, what does he mean? He means don't do this. Now, why Jesus tells them not to tell people? That's really not our concern, but if Jesus says, don't do this, he means don't do this. The people don't listen. The people who have ears to hear don't listen. The man who was formerly deaf can now hear fine, but the people who could hear fine now act like they're deaf. They heard what they wanted to hear, and when they heard something they didn't want to hear, they acted like they didn't hear it. That's what sin does to us when it comes to the Word of God. There's parts of the Word of God we don't want to hear. And so what do? We don't listen. We turn away. We practice selective hearing. Oh yeah, there's parts we do like, and we listen to that. But when it comes to the parts we don't like, well, yeah, I just won't listen. We tune it out. We listen when it's convenient, and when it's not, we find ways to justify it. So what does Jesus do? Keeps opening our ears. Keeps opening our ears, and one of the first things he does is he calls us to repentance. He calls us to repent of our not listening, not so that he could condemn us, but so that he could assure us of his grace and his forgiveness. Some people don't want to hear the word of God because they say, well, it makes me feel bad. I don't want to hear what it has to say. But why does God give us his word? Ultimately, he gives it to us to save us because that's how much he loves us. You have a God of love and mercy, and when we doubt that, where do we need to look? Not at our lives, our circumstances, but at the cross. And there on the cross, you see how much God loves you. Spared not his own son, but gave him up as a sacrifice for you and for me and for the life of the world. God puts his word into our ears. But he uses people to do that. Someone stuck the word of God into your ears. Maybe it was a parent. Maybe it was a friend. Maybe it was a spouse. Pastor, a teacher. And God keeps putting that word into your ears so that you might hear and believe the good news of the gospel. God uses other people. He uses human voices to remind us, yes, the word of God is important because it is our life, our salvation, and it is a word of grace and mercy. Teaching can be frustrating work. You're never quite certain what has sunk in and what hasn't. And sometimes you wonder whether they can hear it all or whether their tongues work properly. And when you wonder why other people don't listen, remember your own slowness to listen. Remember your own deafness to God at times. And remember, yes, Jesus opens your ears too, because he loves you and he has good news to tell you and share with you. And when the world tries to turn you away from that, be reminded of the reason why God gave you ears, that you might hear. And he can open the ears of a stubborn old goat senior citizen, or of a rambunctious toddler, or of any age in between. He's the one who opens ears. He's the one who loosens tongues. He's the one who forgives sinners their sins and raises the dead and gives us eternal life. He's done everything well. And he's given us ears. Help us, Lord, not only to hear, but to listen. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.